This is JIS News. Coming up, World Bank supports government's Global Logistics Hub initiative. White paper on national sports policy to be tabled, and thousands in St. Thomas and Portland to benefit from upgraded health center. The details after this message.
Jamaica, it's time to participate in the public sector customer service competition. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Vote online at cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities. The public sector customer service competition. It's time to vote. Time to give the winners recognition. Deadline February 28.
Now the news. World Bank representative to Jamaica, Giorgio Valentini, has pledged the support of the multilateral financial institution in the development of the global logistics hub. Mr. Valentini was speaking at a recent press conference at the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, where he outlined that the logistics hub initiative is important to Jamaica's development.
Everybody would benefit from it. The only thing to do right now is to set up some kind of an action plan under which we can help you. You're already doing a lot of work in terms of going out and reaching people, and I think that we can also bring companies over here to invest. So we are looking forward to help you with the master plan.
Complementary elements of the Logistics Hub initiative include the development of the Caymanas Exclusive Zone, dredging of the Kingston Harbor, expanding the port facility at Fort Augusta and Gordon Key, establishing a dry dock facility at Jackson Bay Clarendon, establishing a transshipment commodity port facility near Yalas St. Thomas, and developing an air cargo and passenger facility at Vernon Field in Clarendon. Thousands of residents of St. Thomas and Portland are set to benefit from the upgrading of the Isaac Barrent Health Center in Golden Grove, St. Thomas. The facility is to be developed into a center of excellence. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson recently signed two of three contracts valued at just over $25 million for development of the infrastructure and services at the health facility. The signing was witnessed by hundreds of residents and members of the parish medical fraternity who embraced the project. Dr. Ferguson explained that a third contract for $13 million is in the process of being finalized and will be for the renovation of the curative block. And the Ministry of Health's Vector Control Dengue Outbreak Control and Prevention Program has received a $40,000 boost from the United Nations Development Program. The money will be used to purchase 18 fogging machines and a drum of malathion, one of the chemicals used in the fogging process to eliminate adult mosquitoes. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says he's thankful for the urgency in which the UNDP moved to assist with the dengue prevention and control program after Hurricane Sandy in October 2012.
This has been a fruitful partnership which has enabled us to provide well-needed services to the people of Jamaica in an effort to secure their health. We know we cannot go it alone, and so we thank you for your profound understanding of the situation and the importance of reducing vector-borne illnesses among our population.
Minister Ferguson added that the government welcomes the partnership, which will result in better health outcomes for the people of Jamaica. Cabinet has given approval for the white paper on the national sports policy to be tabled in Parliament. Information Minister Senator Sandrio Faulkner made the announcement during a recent Jamaica House press briefing. Meanwhile, Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says Cabinet's approval of the policy is a positive development for sport.
It is on its way to Parliament, and I look forward to its passage in Parliament and to become the sports policy of Jamaica.
The national sports policy provides for the development of the framework of sports for the next 10 years. It was drafted after a series of island-wide consultations to incorporate the views of community representatives and national sporting associations. The policy is intended to foster greater participation in sports, promote mental and physical health, enhance economic and social well-being, and stimulate greater avenues for economic development. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.